Welcome to another week at the movies, a great week for film lovers down under. Melbourne International Film Festival winds up 17 hectic days this weekend, and hot from the festival, we bring you Morgan Spurlock, the Super Size Me guy. He's made a new film about product placement, and he faced an audience at the Melbourne International Film Festival last weekend, just after the premiere. Jason DeRosso was hosting. More of that later in the show. Otherwise, we've gone a bit animalistic this week. Opening Uptown, a film with a big cultural history, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Yes, another reimagining of the classic 1968 parable. And also opening a much-anticipated Australian film, Red Dog. Tales about the legendary travelling red kelpie of the Pilbara region were collected by Louis de Bernier and became a classic. The movie honours that tradition of the yarn and catches a lot about the Pilbara miners besides. Then there's The Beaver. Actually, The Beaver is a glove puppet. Mel Gibson plays a man having a very nasty meltdown. And who better? He can finally only talk through his alter ego, the glove puppet, The Beaver. And he carries this card. The person who handed you this card is under the care of a prescription puppet designed to create a psychological distance between himself and the negative aspects of his personality.
Please treat him as you normally would, but address yourself to the puppet. Thank you.
Oh, is that what it is?
We provide a stimulating environment.
I'm The Beaver.
I can say that.
And I'm here to save your damn life.
Now try that little snarl. Ooh, the snarl's great.
Isn't dreaming the real existence?
Is Dad gone?
He's not gone, honey. We just agree that it's better if we don't live together anymore.
You'll probably miss him more than he'll miss you.
All the sad faces in the world won't work, so you can just stop.
It takes you years to get him out of here, and you let him come back the next night with a talking hamster?
He hasn't spent any time with other chimps.
Oh, we're used to that.
All right, now let's stop this empty talk. Let's go.
The Week in Film. Thanks, Paul Gough. Now, Jason DeRosso is here, slightly baggy under the eyes after a big long weekend at MIFF.
Slightly baggy but well fed, Jules.
Okay. And were you miffed?
It's such a big festival. It's hard to keep your head straight, but, it's a wonderful festival. So yeah. Much on offer.
What was your personal highlight?
Well, I enjoyed very much meeting Mary Stephen, the editor who worked with Romare since the early 90s on through the last stages of his career. I did a Q&A with her after a film that she cut from a debut Turkish director called Majority, which was a wonderful film about, well, a critique about the Turkish middle class, patriarchy, and nationalism. But it all comes together through this very memorable character of this young guy who's this dumpy, vain, cowardly middle class kid with born with a silver spoon, basically. Wonderful film.
How fantastic. She must have had an amazing career, but also more about the rise of cinema from the Middle East.
Yeah, and she's working a lot in China too, which is interesting.
You've also seen The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the latest reworking of the 1968 classic. These Planet of the Apes films were always cult, sometimes funny, but also bleak. Now, this one, I gather, has a more contemporary animal liberation theme.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, if the first apes had that intergenerational tension and that never trust anyone over 30s mindset of the 60s counterculture, or at least tried to ape that, pardon the pun, Tim Burton's 2001 reboot was very much a post 9/11, why can't we all just get along kind of message. This comes in an era where I think we have a lot of anxiety about civilization's effects on the environment. And so it's about the fallout of human greed. The apes we meet are in this trial. They're guinea pigs, if you like, for this drug trial that aims to cure dementia. It makes them very intelligent in the process. And James Franco plays this young idealistic scientist who at first is very excited, then realizes that the drug has these, it's very unstable, let's put it that way. But it's too late. He can't warn his pharmaceutical bosses.
Yeah, but the characters, the key notion of all these films is that the apes always were intelligent, you know, whether via a different planet or a different evolutionary path. And actually, I thought Tim Burton's 2001 version, which had Tim Roth as General Thade and Helena Bonham Carter as the very fetching Ari in an ape suit, had something going for it.
Yeah, the apes aren't characters in this yet. They're still animals, and the film's very much about them achieving intelligence via this technology. So they're still very much animalistic. But it plays for most of it like a Prison Break movie, in a sense.
Which is interesting, because Rupert Wyatt, who made The Escapist with Brian Cox, has done this.
Mm.
He's one of the new breed of British filmmakers. I'm here to see it, actually. I love sci-fi and genetic engineering dramas. And
I know.
I'm also a bit of an amateur ethologist. I've made programs about ape and language. And in fact, there's a great documentary heading our way soon. It's called Project Nim, about the fate of one of the first chimpanzees raised as human back in the 1970s, when people were trying to find out how much human language apes could have.
Indeed. Yeah, look, I think this film's a little stodgy. It gets really good in the final reels when the apes finally break out, but I wish Michael Bay was directing it. I keep going on about Michael Bay after seeing Transformers 3. I was so blown away by the action in that film. So, yeah, a mixed review from me. Rise of the Planet of the Apes is rated M.